Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Looking back at the weekend in Serie A, here are the notable results. Lazio 4-1 over Salernitana, Lecce 1-0 over Empoli, Torino, Juventus. A thrilling 0-0 draw there. Also, Bologna and Monza, scoreless draw. Napoli and Frosinone share the points in a 2-2 match. And Sassuolo, AC Milan, 3-3. That one was wild. And Inter Milan, 2-2 against Cagliari. For more on the weekend in Serie A, we are delighted to welcome in our good friend Marco Messina, who is on the coverage all weekend. Great job, as always, my friend. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. Happy to be on with you. It was a wild weekend. We had Saturday where we got no goals from covering it all weekend. And then Sunday where the goals couldn't stop. By 9 a.m., we had like 7 goals. So it was good. Fun weekend.
Sunday was unhinged for sure. Let's chat about Inter Milan Cagliari. A 2-2 draw there. Inter obviously well on their way to clinching the Scudetto. But that result, what are the implications of that and the clinching scenarios for them? Because there was some talk that they were going to be able to do it in the Milan Derby. Is that still the case, Marco?
Yeah, it still is. It changed like 14 times while we were on air. So right now, as it stands, it's pretty simple. All Inter need to do is to beat Milan, where Milan will be the home team. Yes, they play in the same stadium, but 2/3 of the fans will be Milan fans. It would have been, if they would have beaten Cagliari, which we all expected, they could have even tied the match. But at this point, they have to win.
Whew. I like that.
I know. I think that would be like, what does that look like though, Marco? Like them clinching against Milan, like what, give me the sort of landscape of what it's going to look like at the San Siro.
I think if you dreamed up a perfect season for Inter fans, you will meet Inter fans all over that will tell you that they are living through a moment where they've never seen this team play better football in their life. They are dominating the Serie A. We already know that they're going to go on and win. They've shown the strength in so many competitions. But now to top it off, to put the cherry on top of the cake, the fact that it's written like a movie, a fairy tale movie, that you can win the Scudetto against your rivals. And remember that just 2 years ago, when we first started covering the league, Milan won the Scudetto and they partied it around and they had to rub it in their faces. And now that Inter gets the ability to have that revenge, it's amazing. And for Milan, the only thing they're really playing for in the Serie A this year, because we know they're going to get to the top four, is that they could stop Inter. The only bragging rights they have will be that. And Mike Grella was saying on air that there's no better feeling for Inter than to play against fans that hate you, that are going to be cursing you out, that are going to be cheering against you. So it's going to lead up to a beautiful match on Monday that I'm blessed and lucky enough to going to be there live.
I'm glad that it can all end on such an interesting matchup, because it's really an inevitability that Inter was going to win. But the fact that, you know, it's Milan who has a say whether they win or not makes it all that interesting, because the top of the table hasn't been interesting. Inter has been so far beyond better in quality from the rest of the pack. My focus is on top four. I've been looking at top four, top five, right? That's probably more interesting than the title race at this point, Marco. Bologna, 2-0-0 draws. Are they falling off, or are they right where they need to be considering their position on the table?
No, I don't think we could say that they're falling off. These are normal parts of a season. Bologna have been flying, a high that we can't even describe, that nobody expected. And they went up against teams that defensively they play really tough, that try to hit you on the counterattack, and it is unexpected. And there were dips because Zirkzee didn't play as beautiful as he has in the past, and Ferguson went out injured in the last match, and they even rotated Calafiori because they have an important match coming up at the weekend and they didn't want him to be suspended. So I wouldn't say that they're falling off. I think that they still, everything that they're doing right now is overachieving, and they're right within the mix, and things can change. I mean, this weekend was an upset for every team. It was all ties. None of the big guys won. None of the games that most people had were wins. So the Serie A, it's a very competitive. I get what you're saying, that at the top of the table, it hasn't been interesting. But we've had a different winner for now 4 years in a row, 5 years in a row. And Inter were the favorites to try to expect that. But the fact that they're finally putting it together has been beautiful to watch all year long.
Marco, I'm happy for you that you're going to get a chance to go to this big derby. That's really cool. When is the match?
Monday.
That's Monday. Awesome, man. I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure your mind will be on that. But I want to ask you about Juventus. They haven't had a great run. I think one win in the league in the last five. It's been rough. What changes do you think? I mean, obviously, Allegri.
His face.
Allegri will probably be one of the changes. But on the pitch, what is it that you think needs to change coming next season?
There's a big fight in the locker room right now. If you listen to a lot of the reports, and if you could just read normal body language, there's a video going around where Federico Chiesa, when he was subbed off, you could see his reaction. And it's been the story of the season. He's continually subbed off at around the 65th minute. And they were going up against a Torino side where, yes, Torino defensively, they're amazing. They're the fourth best defense in the league. But Juventus absolutely dominate Torino. Torino only have 3 wins in the last 30 years. And you've got this scared approach to leave on your best players until the end and your only goal scorers. So there's going to be a lot of friction. There's also talk that Rabiot, who's on an expiring contract, is waiting to see what happens to Max Allegri in the offseason to decide, does he want to stay? So you've kind of got this divide, and Juventus is an institution, and if you understand Italian football, they're one of the best teams at not letting things get leaked out, and they keep it much more contained. And at other clubs, you'd probably hear a lot more things being said about the coach. It is inevitable now, and if you listen to Allegri's press conferences, I think even he understands that the lack of communication from the top of Juventus, that he's no longer going to be staying at the club, and he's been coming out saying, oh, you know, I've achieved the goals. I've done every single thing that Juventus have asked me to do. I'm going to qualify for the Champions League. Where we started and the expectations have been completely different, but I've still been able to achieve big things. So I think he understands. And Juventus, they can't decide anything on the field until they know who their coach is going to be. And I think all signs are telling me that there is no way Juventus can continue with Allegri at this point.
Marco, Roma Udinese ended, in a unexpected way with Evan Ndika going down, collapsing, but he seems that he's making progress. So it seems like everything's going back to where it was. Do you see Roma continuing to push and put pressure on Bologna now that they've, dropped points 2 consecutive weeks? And how far do you see them going in Europe?
Yeah, it was a crazy moment yesterday when we had to watch and commentate. And I think none of us had any words for Ndika. And the best image that we got yesterday was seeing Ndika in the hospital room and giving the thumbs up and them saying that they were continuing doing the test. So our thoughts were with him. For Roma, it was a tough match for them to play even before that. But I think in recent weeks, what De Rossi has done has been remarkable. And then to be able to win also the match before in the Europa League against Milan in Milano was something unexpected. So he had a lot of rotations in the following game against Udinese. He went back to a back three, which I think Roma usually struggle with. I think there were five or six changes, you know, no Dybala in the starting lineup and no Pellegrini, which is where they create all of their, which is where all their creativity comes from. The big match is this Thursday. It's when they're at home, they have to take on Milan, and that will be a big deciding factor for where their season are. The fact that De Rossi's been able to manage both the Serie A, remaining competitive there, where they still only have one loss since he's joined, and they have the second most goals in the league since he's been there, and the third fewest conceded, so their numbers are amazing, while also maintaining and being competitive in the Europa League, and potentially they have a foot into the semifinal, is something that a lot of Roma fans did not expect. So the balance is perfect, and yeah, even if they do have a dip a little bit in the league with some draws, I think we have to say that it's been very positive so far.
Marco, you're the best, man. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us, especially after a busy weekend for you. Get some rest, and hopefully, if
wait,
we don't...
Suze, I have one more question.
Yeah.
How many goals is Atalanta going to be Liverpool by?
Oh, Jesus. Really?
I don't know. It's dangerous. I know you guys didn't have a good weekend. I'm impressed that you guys all showed up. We got Charlie, Alexis, and Susanna all losses. The Premier League title is over, man.
Alexis is so smug right now, but his team also, you know, didn't take
no,
care of
didn't.
Business, did they?
We did not.
Juve not doing so well either. I mean, we're all not. Yeah. We're all in the same boat.
No, quickly though.
Yeah,
Marco.
All right. Let's go. Keep
Marco, you were quite bullish a few weeks ago that Atalanta were going to finish top four. I believe you were making the case for them to finish top four, top five. Are you still in that mindset? Because they've been playing really well. They looked great against Liverpool.
Yeah. They're such a strong team, and they're very underrated. I think that they mix really well, and it's something that we don't see very often. They have great technical ability, and you could pick out so many key players. And by the way, against Liverpool, they were missing their two best defenders. Mm. So, you know, if they could recover, that would be even better for the rest of the season. But then they have this physical presence where they don't back down in any moments, and they almost love the challenge. They love the competitive spirit. They always punch above their weight. And that was the reason why we had a lot of confidence in what Atalanta could do. It's just the reality and the expectations were a little bit different. But still, we've seen Liverpool pull up 3-0 wins. I mean, I don't have to tell you, Susanna. So nothing is done yet, and we're going to keep our feet on the ground.
Nothing is done, but I got to – I think that magic, that shine has worn off a little bit of Liverpool. But we'll see. Anything can happen. Marco, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a safe travels to Milan.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll see you guys soon.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.